much as you blame yourself, you can be blamed for the way that you feel.
For Sam Albs, the town of Clinton in Worcester County is home, but the 24-year-old is also a singing sensation in Brazil. He's the reigning champion of The Voice Brazil, which is the Rio version of the popular NBC reality show The Voice. And today, Alves releases his first album. WBUR's Asma Khalid has this profile of the local singer turned Latin star.
Sam Alves' luck began shortly after he was born in Fortaleza, Brazil.
My biological parents put me in a box and placed me on the doorstep of my now parents.
His adoptive parents opened the door and found baby Sam wrapped in a blanket.
What's more interesting is that because they couldn't actually have kids, they considered it a miracle.
When Alves was six, his parents told him this story, told him he was like Moses. The biblical reference is this sense of destiny is part of Sam Alves' musical career. In fact, he got his start singing Christian music. He immigrated to the U.S. with his family when he was four, and then he started singing in Brazilian churches around Massachusetts when he was a teenager. But he also loved pop music.
The lyrics are easy to memorize, and it's basically what I grew up listening to. So pop music was what I identified as my style.
Alves has a distinct sense of personal style and a sort of teeny bopper sense of charm. Ringlets of curls frame his boyish face. He says he never thought of music as more than a hobby till one day with his music teacher.
She stopped one moment while in a lesson. She was just like, I think this is something I'm feeling in my heart that you need to be doing music.
At the time, Alves was a pre-med student at Worcester State, but he decided to audition for The Voice on NBC.
Welcome back to the Blind Audition.
The show is essentially a reality TV singing contest with music celebrities as the judges. If they like your voice, they'll turn their chair around. Sam Alves made it to the televised auditions, but at that stage, nobody turned their chair around for him. Alves was disappointed, but he says he believes everything happens for a reason. And so when his mom suggested he audition for the Brazilian version of The Voice, he figured, why not?
I sang When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars.
Same bad, but it feels just a little bit bigger now.
And all four chairs turned around this time. I imagine that, in all honesty, that once I got to the live rounds where people started voting, that I wouldn't get the votes because of the fact that I actually hadn't lived in Brazil my life and I was probably going to be seen as an outsider.
But time and again, Alves won the votes of Brazilians. In the finale, he sang Hallelujah in Portuguese and English. An estimated 29 million people voted and Alves finished first.
A gente quase sempre sem olhar.
I know that Brazilians really are, they love music, and it's a country very rich in styles and rhythms. And for them to actually acknowledge someone from, you know, a Brazilian who lived outside of the country for so many years, to come back into the country, sing international music to them, which is American pop music, and them still put me through and vote, is really, really a blessing in my life.
These days, Alves is back in Brazil with newfound fame and a deal with Universal Music. But he says it feels strange.
I still feel like an outsider because 20 years living outside of Brazil, and now you're living in Brazil, and you're also doing something extremely different, which is being a Brazilian singer signed to a record label and recording English music.
Ultimately, Alves wants to be an international artist, like Shakira, who coincidentally was one of the judges in his original Voice USA contest. He wants to be someone who sings around the globe in multiple languages. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.